The Milwaukee Health Department can't seem to shake itself free of controversy. And now there could be a new twist. A Common Council committee is slated to discuss the department's former leadership this afternoon. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is joining us now to fill us in on the evolving situation. So, Susan, what do we know so far about today's meeting?
The Steering and Rules Committee has been hashing and rehashing health department mismanagement throughout the year, starting in January. That's when huge gaps in the health department's childhood-led poisoning prevention program came to light. Almost immediately, Health Commissioner Bevan Baker resigned without a word to the public. This month, the city appeared to take a step forward when the Common Council approved a new health commissioner, Jeanette Kowalik. But her appointment hasn't put an end to the drama around the department's poor performance that put children's health at risk.
So we're not really sure precisely what the committee will be discussing today?
Well, over the months, a number of aldermen have said they want to hear from Bevan Baker. And earlier this week, rumors surfaced that the former health commissioner had been subpoenaed to testify before the committee. I reached out to several Common Council members, and I wasn't able to confirm the rumor. Alderwoman Malele Coggs told me she hadn't heard that Bevan Baker would attend the meeting, either on his own or because of a subpoena. In the meantime, new information about the childhood-led program saga has surfaced that aldermen likely will want to discuss. It's text messages that were exchanged between former Commissioner Baker and Tiffany Barda. She's the Health Department's Director of Nursing. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel got hold of the messages that were sent months before Baker resigned. And according to the newspaper, Barda used the text to warn Baker that the problems in the lead program could put him at risk. Barda appeared to try to put measures in place to protect Baker. For instance, in one message, she told the health commissioner that, quote, "I'm only doing this for you because if this gets out, that the lead program is this messed up, we will be held to the grindstone."
Wow. What else can you tell us about Tiffany Barda?
She's still employed by the health department, and she's addressed aldermen about the problems in the lead poisoning prevention program in the past. On one day in July, she appeared before both the Public Health and Safety Committee and the Steering and Rules Committee. In her comments, Barda said nothing about warning or trying to protect Baker from the fallout related to mismanagement in the department. But she did acknowledge that grave mistakes were made in administering the lead program and that every facet of it was under review. Here's what she said at the Public Safety and Health Committee meeting.
The key thing I will say is that some of the fundamental policies and procedures that need to be in place to assure continuity of services, to assure that some of the problems that were recognized in the past will not happen again, putting those accountability measures. So really looking at assuring that we have a very comprehensive program with accountability measures to assure that it doesn't happen again.
Susan, you've been following this issue for quite a while now, and I imagine that you'll be keeping a close eye on this afternoon's Steering and Rules Committee meeting as well.
Yes, and I'm sure many others will be doing the same. There's a strong possibility that the meeting will go into closed session. Meanwhile, there's another item coming up in another committee this morning. Alderman Bob Donovan is introducing a resolution that would create an inspector general position to oversee the health department.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Susan Bentz, our environmental reporter, and you can find all her stories at WUWM.com.